incense.
I'm freaking out. That's like so awesome because that really is me.
Wow, I gotta find the right one for me.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay. How strange it is.
Amongst friends. Anyway, so.
And have fun things. You know, somebody, if I was.
Anywho, so you can be a part of the conversation by dialing 760-683-2662. You can also join us and hit us up on Twitter at amongst_friends. And then if you are on Facebook, you can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends. And then lastly, you can hit us up on our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Ask for join in, and you can get in on the conversation. So, as we're coming back into a new season, a new era, a new time with friends. Tonight, we're just doing a round table.
We're just talking.
We just want to know what's on your mind.
But the table is square, in case anybody was
okay, wondering. So they wasn't worried about that? And it didn't even need to be addressed? But anywho, so tonight we're just talking. You know, there's a lot been going on since we've last talked to you guys.
Okay.
So, I need for y'all to catch me up. What's been going on? What's happening? And then we can delve into some of the things that I'd like to talk about tonight. Oh, just, you know, if you're wondering who's talking, we have D-Rob in the building. Yours truly. You have Breezy.
What's going on, people? So I missed y'all.
The ladies missed you as well. And last last but not least, we have Miss Bree in the building.
How you doing?
All right, so Breezy, what's been going on? We've missed you.
Man, you know, life, you know, throws you a curveball.
It does indeed throw you a curveball. So we could talk about, I could talk about that for a minute. I could talk about that.
Well, you know, I see what's been going on with me.
Okay, that's what we'd like.
So, about a year ago, the company that I worked for,
mm-hmm.
we hired a new CEO. And, of course, you know, with new management, things, changes on the horizon.
Right.
And so, you know, changes started happening. The department that I worked in, our budget was cut in half.
Mm.
Our clientele, you know, was the employees, so we didn't really bring any money in. So, long story short, some of the changes happened, and the changes happened to my department. Whereas, you know, unfortunately, I was let go. I wasn't the only one. I wasn't fired or anything. But, you know, so that's what's going on with me. So I'm trying to, you know, get back to, just trying to get back, you know. So I started a job this week. So we'll see how that goes. So that's what's going on with me.
A job doing what? You struggling.
Yeah, look, that's after the show.
My bad. Okay, you got it.
All right, that's what's up. You know, it's funny because I wasn't laid off. I'm a federal contractor. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that live on the air. But anyway, I work with the federal of government.
Of government.
And so they had some contract issues, and we had to go to another contract, and then something went wrong with that one, and we had to go to another contract, which has not started. So here's my dilemma. They're willing to give me advanced leave, but I only accrue like 4 hours every 2 weeks. I'm going to have to stay with them for a minute to build back up them 40 hours because I've exhausted all my leave. So I made the decision that I wasn't going to get paid for a week. It's hurting my feelings right now. So that I'm not tied to one company,
mm-hmm.
I had to make a decision. It was tough. I'm still, like, I made the decision today. That's why it's a little fresh on mine. Luckily, I'm able to, you know, I have savings for this thing as a contractor, but still, I got trips and stuff I need to go on. I can't be making trips.
You have a life to live. It's hard to spend a life with no money.
Well, this is true. I keep thinking I need a sugar daddy, somebody who could take care of my bills, and I can just live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The problem with sugar daddies is that they invented Viagra.
Mm. Well.
Back in the day, you know, the sugar daddy was just a sugar daddy, but now he wants something too.
Pay what you owe.
So, what's been going on?
Okay, so speaking of making recent decisions,
mm-hmm.
I've decided today as I was coming here that I'm going to put in my letter of resignation with my choir.
What brought this on? If you don't mind me asking.
Huh?
I said, what brought this on, if you don't mind
school
me asking?
School is kicking my entire tail.
The entire tail?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of back then, okay? School is kicking my tail, and the choir was taking up Thursday evenings, all day Sunday, and most of my papers are due on Sundays. And even if I don't procrastinate, it's hard to just sit down and write a paper in one day and be like, okay, I'm done. So you got to go back to it. You got to make sure it's okay. And So it was too much. And I just wasn't feeling it. being out of the house 4 days a week and then all day on Sunday, it just wasn't giving me time to get me together and, you know, do my best work. So after this, I'll be sending an email. As long as they're not listening. No device, bitch, will be. Just wait. Wait till I send my email. Thank you.
So if they were to actually hear you on the radio.
I guess that's your notice right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but could someone come and talk you out of your decision?
Anybody trying to talk me out of my decision.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Well, what else has been going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, yo.
I'm listening.
The Prince concert?
How was it?
Yeah, that wasn't. What, you speechless?
That Prince concert? That little Bama goes, okay? Goes. Oh my gosh, it was so good. And, like, I wasn't even going to go, right? Everybody's, like, making this mad dash for tickets. Oh, I got tickets here, I got tickets there. Da-da-da. Like, it's too much. It's too much stress. I'm not trying to find nobody to go with and all of this stuff. And my friend, unfortunately, thought he was being clever and bought several tickets to try to sell and didn't sell all of them. So, yeah, I had floor seats. The seats were freaking amazing. Like, I could see him even though everybody was standing up. It was great. Great. And now poor Marilyn Mosby is in trouble for coming out on stage and waving.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Because they said it showed a conflict of interest that she was at a concert for peace.
Shouldn't it be about peace?
Wasn't that the whole purpose?
Hey, man, look. They trying to pin anything they can on her. So, whatever.
Okay.
So is she supposed to be about a conflict or something?
She wasn't supposed to. I guess she could have been there, but waving somehow made her, I don't know, words, law, etc. Somebody actually posted, excuse me, y'all, but this pop out is real good. Somebody actually posted the statute that she had violated. And I was like, oh, that's dumb. Okay, moving on.
So it was an actual law that she had.
It's an ordinance.
Like a code of conduct for Maryland lawyers or something like that.
Lawyers can't be fanciful artists? Of artists?
Because of the publicity of it and all of that stuff, and that it was. People said it was supporting Freddie Gray's family because Freddie Gray's family was there, Michael Brown's family was there.
Right.
They said it was supporting their family. So
spoke with it being different or something?
But because she's prosecuting the people that supposedly killed him, they say it shows a conflict of interest to be there to support the family, even though.
But is she prosecuted? Isn't she supporting the family?
Look, man, I don't agree with it. I'm just telling you what.
This is way over my head.
Yeah, mine too, child. That's why I'm like, these red beans and rice, though.
So how do you guys feel about Baltimore?
With the system being on fire, how is it somebody could be handcuffed and mysteriously have a severed back and you don't know how it happened? And then you wonder why the city's in flames?
Baltimore has settled 2,500. No, correction. Baltimore has denied 2,500 people into their detainment facilities because of injuries. So when they get to wherever they're detaining them, they've had to send them to the hospital. So
once they arrive.
Once they arrive, from the time. Here's my thing. If you arrest someone and they are in a, you know, poor physical condition, you shouldn't take them to jail anyway. Clearly they need medical attention. So if when you get to the scene, the person is not injured, but then when they get to the jail, they are. So something's going wrong
Either
in transit or you're not taking injured people to the hospital like they need to be.
Right.
Transported.
I mean, it's a surprise that
suspect,
cops,
victim, whatever. Like, if I'm in handcuffs, if I can't hold my head up or whatever, like.
I mean, it's no surprise that, you know, cops speed on suspects. You know, you can try.
My dad's a cop. Watch your mouth.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, I'm not saying all cops. Those that do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, they clap and joke and explain certain things away. You know, how you get black eye? Oh, he ran to a door. Ha ha ha. You can't explain. You know, vertebrae. The fact that the charges that were brought against him, they're talking about downgrading. I don't understand. And I mean, this man was clearly murdered in the presence of these six officers, you know, one was driving. So how was that, you know, how are those charges lessened? It's not like you fail.
It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
Oh, the proof is there. The physical proof.
A dead body isn't evidence of murder.
You said it's not?
No.
Right.
So the man is just walking, sitting up, and all of a sudden, his father.
Did you see the video? I don't even think he was standing up when they put him in there. But they definitely didn't restrain him once they put him on the van.
So.
And then it made an unscheduled stop, also.
I don't know all the details. So I can't dispute, yay, hey, right, this will happen, and bam, 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 this. But how does it make you feel? So you feel that because of his death, the riots were okay. Like, that should have been expected.
No.
That's not justification.
Explanation is not justification.
There's only so long you can keep your neck on someone's, I mean, keep your foot on someone's neck.
Okay.
You know, before they fight back.
Right.
Now, is rioting and looting your own neighborhood the answer? I don't think so. But hey, you know, this has been going on for years and years. People are starting to no longer stand idle and be quiet. And unfortunately, this is what happens. So, you know, it's justification, though, but they are fighting back. And you can't be surprised that if another suspect is killed or suspected to be killed by police, if it happens again. I mean, this is probably going to be the norm from now on. If it doesn't get worse than this. I mean, you can't, you know, be peaceful, be quiet, turn the other cheek, but for so long.
They forced those kids to do that, by the way. They caged them in like animals. They let them out of school and then gave them no way home and surrounded them. And I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but that's what happened.
Okay.
I'm not saying they forced them to riot, but they... They left them little to no choice to get home.
Now, did you not have had this conversation before about how you're not the violent type?
I'm not. I will speak nonviolent.
But what happens?
And walk away.
But what happens if your words fall on deaf ears? Continue.
Me personally, I'm going to start fighting the way that I know how.
And that's what they did.
People fight back different ways. You know, some fight just for the sake of fighting, and then some are just because they can't take it anymore. They are tired of the injustice. They're tired of, you know, not being heard. And when you have that happens, and you see what happens. You know, it happened in
yeah, but how much... How much of that is
what do you never tell
somebody? Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're right. There's only so much a person can take before the water spills over, it boils over, all of that kind of stuff. But how much of this is for these young kids? Yes. I get the whole Trayvon Martin, you know, kids wearing hoodies and, you know, there's racial profiling and stuff like that, but how much of that is, like, have these kids really gone through? Like, I say that because here
do you
I
know
am.
Anyone from Baltimore?
I do. Here here I am, almost 40 years old, and I've never, ever in life been called a nigger or anything like that. Now, have I been harassed by a police officer? Absolutely. So my question with these kids today, they're just angry, period. They can come from really good homes, and they're angry. And so someone throws a rock, and they're just like, angry, yes, I'm going to throw a rock too. So how much is it we're fighting the cause? Are you just...
No, you know, I don't think everybody was out there even marching peacefully was doing it to raise their voices.
Right.
You know, I do think that some people took it as an excuse to
right.
fight, to act a fool. But that doesn't mean that everybody was out there like that. I mean... How many of the kids in Baltimore have the experience police brutality? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure a large segment has.
I agree.
You know? So, again, some people just, you know, take it as a reason to act a fool. And some people are really just using it to vent their frustrations and to have their voices finally heard. Because sometimes the only way you can be heard is through action.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but you've seen The Wire, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of it.
It's a great show.
There was one season where they focused solely on the kids.
It's like a season.
And the way The Wire is based on 100% real people on real things. Excuse me. So the way that the system is set up in Baltimore, period, the education system, and from what I know from educators and people who worked in Baltimore and grants and education and things like that, they set those kids up for failure from day one. Baltimore had don't quote me on this because I didn't do my research because I didn't know we wanted to discuss this, but Baltimore had a large rate of children failing. So
mm-hmm.
instead of teaching them better, they changed what the grades were. They changed what makes a D, what makes a C, what makes a B, what makes an A. So, they basically graded on the curve and then...
Well, speaking of teaching,
I'm just saying that a lot of what's going on in Baltimore is not just about kids being angry. It's about policies that have failed entire neighborhoods, the whole city, basically.
Right.
If you aren't down to, you know, if you were already there, you've been fundamentally ignored in Baltimore unless you had money. And this is coming from, I know people that live on the west side, the east side, out by the county, you know.
Baltimore's in bad shape.
It's not a pretty city. It's not.
Okay, but knowing that Baltimore is not a pretty city, that...
Hold on. You all can join the conversation by calling in at
760-683-2662.
Oh, that's with me. I'm sorry.
You can also get us on Twitter at @amongst_friends. Of course, hit us up in the group, Amongst Friends Talk, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and Amongst Friends Show. But getting back to what you're saying, Ms. Rob.
You know how you say, when is enough enough? You know, what would you do in this situation? So my thing would be, so if the school systems are bad, you know what I'm saying, and my property value is going down because the neighborhoods are constantly just not being looked after, it's... Where are the people who take pride in in Baltimore and saying, you know, no, things need to change. This is what needs to happen.
They're there, but they're being found out by gentrification.
I mean, you can
say people that are fighting for the people of Baltimore, the people that were born and raised in Baltimore, are being drowned out by the companies that are there to gentrify and make money. Just like it's going on in D.C.
This is not Saga City anymore, that's for sure.
Did you see, speaking of which, did you see, there's a list of, that somebody posted of black-owned restaurants in D.C.?
Mm-mm.
And most of them weren't even, like, real restaurants. However, if you go down 18th Street, U Street, yeah. It's new restaurants popping up all over the place. How do you explain the fact that there's not one... You know, they're not more black people that want to start restaurants in D.C., but all of these people are moving in from out of town and just, oh, I want this building, and they just move in and open up. There's a freaking, what is it, a port bar? Do you know what port is?
What is that?
Like super sweet wine, like liqueur almost. It's like after dinner drinks. There's a port bar.
Hmm.
But Horace and Dickie's is still in a little kitchen area space. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there are two Horace and Dickie's now, but still. I'm just saying, this...
Well, you know...
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but these are the things that I have witnessed in D.C. I'm from D.C. I was born in D.C. I was raised in D.C.
Well, we know...
I can see D.C. from my window.
To piggyback what you were talking about, the school systems... I know you know what you heard what's going on in Atlanta, right? Atlanta public school systems.
Yeah.
As much, everybody's to blame. I don't think the blame should fall squarely on the teachers. That's for sure. I mean, that comes from the school system. That comes from administration all down. My father, he taught in a suburban county. He taught Air Force ROTC. So he wasn't under the same instructions and guidelines as regular teachers. I mean, he said at his school, he said that he saw another principal pressure the teachers to teach the test. And that's what's been going on in Atlanta. You know, they're not trying to educate the kids, they're trying to teach the test.
Yeah, and that's the number one issue with our school system. They're teaching to the test. That's it.
Yeah, not trying to educate.
And based upon whether the children pass the test is whether teachers keep their job, which is how teachers end up cheating. Which is how teachers end up in jail,
but that
getting more time than teachers who had sex with their students. But whatever. Ooh, what's that?
But it comes from the principal. That also comes from, you know, somebody in administration too, I think.
Let me see that menu.
Yeah, we got some menus around right now.
Hey, look, man. We're
I knew that was Thai food. I love Thai food. She out here eating Patsy U. And I'm eating Popeyes.
That's not true.
Wasn't that Patsy U in there?
No.
All right, so. So, yeah, that's just some of our thoughts on Baltimore. What are yours? Hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
You're not going to be satisfied because she backhands you. You just really asking for it today.
No, he knows that I'm real, real big on nonviolence. Real big. I am literally a turn the other cheek type of person. Now, what I will do is I will write letters.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I've seen you smack somebody before.
Put the pen there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't let that one slide, man. She's like, I'm nonviolent. Yeah. She right. Smacked the dog crap out of somebody.
Okay. Ooh. All
right, sorry.
You know what's funny about that is I asked somebody about that and I was like, I'm gonna be on my good behavior this time. And I said, did you see that? And he was like, yeah. I absolutely did.
Everybody saw it. No one said anything because they didn't want the situation to escalate. But we were all like, yeah.
Mm.
Did you put a pan pan there?
No, I wasn't. It was. It was just.
A pimp.
And it was an intense situation. Nonviolence is the route.
Is the attempt.
It's a thought, right?
Nonviolence is the original route. The alternate route is to smack a bitch, though. That's the alternate.
Listen.
You have to pause on a bitch?
Listen. Listen, it was a very stressful situation, and I was provoked. There you go. I was provoked.
See, but that's where your limit is. So guess where their limit was? Hey, kids, why don't you shut up and go home? How are we supposed to get home? You shut down the transportation system. Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it? You're sorry, N-words.
Oh, well.
In a box, you win.
Now what? Let's move on, shall we?
I'm finished your original.
But I can't.
Without slapping somebody?
Sir, we moved on. I got some nails in my purse so you can build a bridge. Let's get over it. Come on.
Listen.
All right.
You write letters. You go to your congressman.
Your congressman ain't listening to you. You ain't got no damn money.
Listen. There's this lady in the Bible who kept going. She kept going to that man, and he kept denying her. And then to her, because he was tired of seeing her face. How come I can't do that?
Who was the woman?
I don't remember her name.
Who was the man?
Listen, woman, this is not Bible study. This is what this is not. I'm saying I can get on someone's nerve. Sort of like the guy who sent you the email today.
Oh, you know that? Can we talk about that? Let's talk. Can we? That's a great
Absolutely.
Segue. Let's segue into proper, okay, business
etiquette.
Shall we? Okay. So, if this is your first time ever listening to us, my name is Bree Cooley, and I can't stand creepy men. Okay? They make my skin crawl. I work with a creep, and I cuss him out in my head on a regular basis because he does creepy things. Oh, today he left a flavor packet on my coworker's desk because she likes shrimp oodles and noodles. So he just left the flavor packet from the oodles and noodles on her desk. And when she got to her desk, she thought it was a condom. She was freaked out.
He was being considerate. He saw what she liked. It was a little thing.
Why did you leave the whole pack of noodles in there?
Because I ate them. All I need is salt and pepper.
I'm telling you, that man is a creep, man. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So, oh, Jesus. So, I received an email today from it doesn't matter what I work in. I work for the government. I have a purchase card. And so all manner of people that have their own businesses that do supplies and such, they contact me. So I was contacted today by a man that wanted to get in touch with me regarding a phone conversation that we had had previously, a phone conversation that I do not recall. However, he seems to remember it quite fondly. And I'm actually right now looking for it because that's why I'm still talking, because I haven't found it yet. Don't worry, I'm getting to it. But the way the email was worded made me extremely uncomfortable.
Was he standing over your shoulder?
I really felt like if I looked up, he was going to be looking in the window at me. Like, yes, no, seriously. And something that I did not add earlier is that the email had a picture.
You want me to read it?
No, I found it.
Okay.
The email had a picture of a minion with a sad face, like a pleading face minion at the top. I didn't see, because I didn't download it, because you have to download pictures in, mm-hmm. in government emails, and I didn't download the picture until I forwarded it to one of my friends, and I was like, what the shit is this? Okay, so the email reads as thus. Good day. I hope I'm not being so importunate. I had to look that up because I was like, you ain't got no words?
You have 50 words?
With you for contacting you again. Okay. That first sentence right there made my skin absolutely crawl. It sounded like I was like, okay, yeah, nice meeting you, but no thank you. And then you looked up my email address. Like, that's how I felt. I just want to check back with you regarding our previous conversation. I don't even remember talking to this dude, but he remembers me. And maybe this time around it would be fruitful. Does this not sound like some sort of Nigerian love scam? Or, like, next you're going to tell me you are a prince trapped in another country and you need me to forward you some money. Like, what is this about right now? You would like to have friendship with me. Like, that's what it sounds like. So for like a good 20 minutes, I didn't even read the rest of the email because I felt creeped out. And then I read this part. I don't want to bother you that much, but you do want to bother me though, okay? But maybe you can tell me what I need to do to earn your business. That would be something that I will appreciate and cherish.
Like it's listening to you for sex.
seriously, by the time I read that second paragraph, I felt like he had reached out and touched my titty. Like, I'm being sexually harassed by this business email. I don't appreciate it.
So hold your word if it's gonna harass somebody.
So he ends it by saying, please let me know so I can comply. Sir, are you trying to be my love servant? What is going on? I think it's been a while. I'm sure it's been a while, sir, by reading this email. It's been a long time for you, clearly.
Yeah, another minute.
And maybe my patience would pay off already. And then he goes on to say we're a one-stop shop, so any type of supplies, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, I can definitely get you the best possible solution, not only the price, but the overall package. Sir, get out my damn email. I marked him as junk mail so damn fast. Well, not fast.
I need to go take a shower.
You feel dirty, right? I was at work, like, clutching my pearls. I was like, first he walked up behind me and started whispering in my ear. Then he reached over and started and then at the end, he just had his hard penis pressed into my back.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, God. I really felt sexually harassed by that email.
The cyber crimes department or the police department.
Okay. Where is Lil Bow Wow when you need him? Isn't he on that new CSI Cyber? I need him on the case. Because this dude just all the way weirded
me out. And he didn't bother to mention what conversation you all had before. He just said, like, I know about it before. And
he was like, I know you remember me because I definitely remember you. Remember that thing we talked about? Let's do that. And then some. Holla.
Y'all need to see her.
That's how I felt. He was looking at me when he typed the email, man. I'm serious. That day, woo.
And then he finished off with, don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Okay. Treat yourself.
Oh, my God.
Man. Mm-mm. So I'm just glad that you thought that was creepy, too, because most dudes be like, what's the problem? Because, again, dudes don't know what the shit is creepy. But not only is that creepy, that's not professional at all. Like, and then my coworker, the one that V apparently thinks is so nice.
That isn't.
The girl that sits at the front desk. I'm sorry, the lady. I got to stop calling her a girl. She's a grown woman. The lady that sits at the front desk. She's popular. People come by and talk to her. So one day, he kept waiting for a chance to speak to her. Like, he kept coming up, and she'd be talking to somebody else. He'd go back. And so he stood. Huh?
That would be a dog.
Yes.
Dogs keep
for a whole other list of reasons. Anyway, so he walks up to her and says, I just want to let you know that I really like the way that you're raising your children. And blah, blah, blah. And she looked at him like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Does he know?
I just really wanted you. Let me tell you what this MF did. He saw her at the grocery store. A grocery store that's not near her house that she mentioned she might go to. He happened to be there at the same time. Sitting in his car. She's walking into the grocery store. He he sits in his car and watches her go in.
Oh, Jesus.
Watches her, observes her with her children, and then once in the grocery store, doesn't even say, oh, hi. So he sees her, knows where she is, and does not speak to her until he comes to work the next day. And then he stands by her desk and waits for her to get off the phone to tell her, I appreciate how you're raising your children, or something like that. Something like that. That's not creepy? I'm sorry. Are you, sir? Hello?
Yeah, no.
I was about to say, nobody could see you nodding your head.
That's a little stalkerish right there.
And it made her very uncomfortable.
I would imagine so.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand how you don't know that that's not okay. And then to say, oh, I saw you in the store, but I didn't want to disturb you. So you just watched me? You freaking
that's what
creep.
Right there.
I need people to get some business acumen about their lives.
But that has nothing to do with business acumen. That's just creepy as all hell.
Like, who stalks somebody from work, though? Like, ew. Duh.
He was like, winning.
he swore he was winning, child. That email just bothered me so bad. Like, I was seriously disturbed. Like, I was having freaking flashbacks of being stalked. Like, for real. I was just like,
like,
this man might have
me.
Yes,
at
I was
right
like,
now?
This ninja might have bodies in his basement. Like,
email?
What
you
is this?
Blinds while you read the email?
I was like, what is this? What is this right now? What is going on? Like, I was looking around like, am I being punked? Because honestly, the way it was worded, the email, the title of the email, I thought it was spam. And I should have just deleted it. But then I wouldn't have had anything to talk about right now.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
I do it for y'all. I do it for the people, man.
We have a story to tell. We put ourselves in the line.
That's
right.
That's right.
Right.
Just like comedians stay in situations so they can have a joke. I'm here for the stories, man. I'm here for the story.
Let me tell you. That's...
So what creeps you out, D?
That story just creeped her out. You ain't see that face?
I mean that, but...
Slam. That creeped me out, for real.
That would freak me out, too. Like, is this chick being on my chick or some shit?
No, like, I really, like, the very first sentence, I looked out the window. I had to see how far away he was. Seriously, like, I had to look and see what company he worked for. He's in California, but that doesn't mean that he won't drive across country wearing a diaper to see me, okay? Like, oh, my God. So the first paragraph, I was like, okay, is he looking at me? Then 20 minutes later, I read the second paragraph, and I was like, did he just touch my titty? And then by the third paragraph, he just had a full-on
yeah, he was on top of me.
Like, what are you doing, sir?
He get on top of me and do his business.
Like, I really, oh, my God.
Well, what creeps me out is supervisors and or... colored people, not my colored people, but colored people who don't non-minorities, apparently. But anyway.
I'm lost. Okay. Let's try to follow.
Those who do not know how to respect boundaries. So, like, if they're standing, you're at work. And they come and talk to you
about
this.
No, you need to back up. No.
Right. No, all on you.
No. That just came and rested her boobs on Bree's back, okay?
Yeah, I didn't mind. But I get the point, though.
Or they hover. That creeps me out.
I have full space in front of my desk for you to stand there and talk to me, but people want to walk around
yes!
And stand next to me. I hate that. This one lady came in and was like, hey, can I borrow this pen and just pick the pen up off my desk? I disinfected the shit out of that pen when she left. Ma'am, don't touch my stuff.
I kid you not. I put down tape on the floor and said, if you cross this tape, you are officially too far in my personal space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, it makes my skin crawls.
I blockade myself. I have a little tray that comes out on my desk. I pull it all the way out, even though I can't get my big ass past it. I don't care. I don't want you passing it. Like, I need you to back all the way up. Like, if I could, if I could just get one of those doors where, like, it's, you know, it opens on the top, and then, like, I can just close the bottom and lock it so people can come to the top of the door. And
like
then I need you.
Door.
Then I come to
the
you.
Mirror.
Right.
The
then
mirror.
Then I come to you. But I don't want you over here in my space, on my computer, near my stuff, near my me. I don't want you over here.
Don't touch me. And it's funny because I'm a very touchy-feely person.
But not at work, though.
But not at work.
I had the same conversation with my mother today because we have a gym, right? The gym has a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also another bathroom on that same floor closer to my office where people can take showers. Like, it's for the people that jog, they say. Because, you know, you can't go into the gym without a pass. But you can, you know, jog and then come in, whatever. There are two showers in there and a shower stall with a curtain. And then there's two showers right next to each other and one bench. If there's somebody in the shower, I do not go behind that curtain. And my mother's like, what's the problem? It's just a da-da-da-da. I'm like, I don't want to see your kitty cat and then turn around 2 hours later and you handed me a piece of paper. I don't want, no, that doesn't go together. Like, you asking me to take you seriously, and I've seen your vagina, man. That's just not my idea of,
listen,
of business.
That's life.
No, it's
everybody
not,
has
no.
it. Every female.
And that's what I said. Everybody has one. Yes, but I don't want to see yours
right.
and then have to do business with you. Like, I can't. There used to be this lady in there. Oh, my God. There used to be a lady in there that would stand in front of the sink. Now, mind you, this is a bathroom that people use also. It's not just to take showers. This is a bathroom that everybody on the floor uses. She would stand in front of the sink, naked in flip-flops, and brush her teeth. I'd walk in. Good morning. Oh, no. Not a good morning. I just had to look at your saggy boobs while you were brushing your teeth, and all I wanted to do is pee. It's like 8:15. I'm not in the mood. I just couldn't. And then she would come in my office later and be like, hey, is John here? Look, saggy tits, he's not here. I need you to get out.
That is when Deidre would say, I feel terribly uncomfortable with you and your saggy boobs.
Tell her that.
Oh, my gosh. She doesn't work there anymore, thank God. But, like, my mother just couldn't understand why I don't want to do business with people whose vaginas I've seen.
So, you're trying to tell me if you saw a penis, you'd be okay.
Hey,
listen,
hey,
there's no double standards in this thing, ma'am.
There are no men in the women's bathroom.
But if there were, you know, they have those gender-neutral bathrooms now.
I would never, ever, ever go in one.
And people think that they're gender-neutral.
There are a few things sadder than saggy balls.
Well, I'll tell you what creeps me out. So I'm in the bathroom. I'm using urinal. And there's three free stalls.
And you come stand
right
next to
me. What the hell's wrong with you, man? Only like sitting next to men in the movies. Give me a seat.
Let me tell you about the barn dance or whatever it was that we had to do last Friday to prevent two men from sitting next to each other. When we all went out to lunch, people were arriving at their leisure, and anytime a man would come in, there was always a man sitting on the outside of the booth. So we had to get up and reconfigure ourselves so that there weren't two men sitting next to each other, because apparently sitting next to a man in a booth is gay.
Or
uncomfortable. I shouldn't say gay. I'm sorry for saying gay. Don't be offended. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that creeps me out. And I'm pretty sure women, y'all probably hear this all the time. If an older man tells you, you know, you make him wish for younger days. I don't like when 80-year-old women tell me
what
I make them wish for younger days. That just, ugh.
I'm glad because men act like, oh, don't nothing bother me, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, sucker. Y'all know y'all don't really like old vagina hollering at you.
I don't want to, because now all I see is you. I don't know what you looked like 60 years ago. All I see is you. I don't want to imagine your old, decrepit, sagging ass doing freaky shit.
But
I,
her, she may not be sagging.
You don't know. You don't know her
life. I don't want to know. I'm cool, man. I'm good.
She may have a perfect body underneath all of that.
She may have some liver spots, but still taut.
She still does her kegel.
Right. And a little KY jelly cake.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely, you know, you're in the bathroom right next to me when there's three other stalls.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, more work creep shit. There's a man in my job that calls me baby. I don't like it.
Listen, let me tell you something about this whole dating scenario, this whole thing, and hopefully I'm almost with my foot out the whole dating game. I'm a little excited about that, but I'm going to tell you what I freaking hate.
What's going on?
Is for dudes to call me baby, sweetie, sugar, anything, and my name is Deidre. Please, call me Deidre. Hey, baby. Sugar. Love. Can you call me? Hell no! Who is love? Who is baby? Because on my birth certificate, it doesn't say that. And I specifically told you my damn name was D. Can we use D?
That's what she said.
And that was totally something I would say. Okay, sorry.
You stupid. But I'm saying that irks the shit out of me. Like,
imagine,
I have literally
imagine
stopped.
That at work, though. Imagine that at work. He tried to play me one day. He didn't have his paperwork in order. I was out of town. He tried to tell my boss, oh, yeah, this is it right here. And he had put what he had missed on the paperwork that he turned into my boss to make it seem like I screwed something up. I was like, oh, no, I got it right here. I pulled that thing off my desk and handed it to my boss. He's like, oh, and the dude was like, oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I did try to get one over. Oh, yeah. Don't think I'm going to forget, you jive time turkey sucker mother. Anyway, so then he found out that we graduated from the same college. He graduated 20-something years before me, but. And then all of a sudden, we was best damn friends. Oh, did you go to the this? Did you do that? Did you blah, blah, blah? And I'm looking at him like, you mother, I ain't forget what you did to me. I ain't never going to forget. Ever. So now he walks by. Now he walks by and be like, hey, baby, how you doing? And walks out the door. I'm like, you better keep it moving because I'm going to tell you the next time. You see my name above the door, right?
It does not say baby.
It don't say baby. Okay? That's trying to creep me out. I'm not your baby. Boo-boo.
I'm not your baby. You're sweetie. You're sugar pie.
Honey punch. So you all can let us know what creeps you all out. 760.
683.
Dr. T, are you still listening? Dr. T, are you still listening? Just let me know. Thanks.
She is. Yes.
And don't forget to get us on Twitter.
Because I see her number in the queue.
Well, tell us stop being lurker and call on in.
Hey, boo. All
right.
So what else is going on with y'all?
Well, first of all, for those who are listening, we didn't give out the full number. Oops. You can call in at 760-683-2662. It's doing it all sexy and stuff.
And there goes six right here.
I used to think I wanted to do that for a living. Or at least part-time, not a living. But, yeah. Deidre. Nope. Whatever this face is, just...
Okay.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
I'll take it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All righty.
Well, I had some pretty awesome thoughts about what I wanted to talk about, but we've been moving steadily along. And we have another 37 minutes to be a part of your world, and you and ours. And that's wonderful. So if you're listening and you want to talk to us.
Yeah, call and talk shit. We don't care.
Right.
No, please don't talk shit. I can't take it today.
Yes, you can.
I might concuss somebody out today. I might.
We don't know.
I might. It's a decision, but I might concuss you out. Okay, can we talk about health real quick? Wait a minute, somebody slamming it. Okay, well, let me just make this one quick statement. I appear to be losing weight, right?
Awesome.
However, the scale gives me the big middle finger every time I get on it. And I don't seem, I can't wrap my brain around that.
Well,
but my
like,
clothes
you know
say I'm losing weight.
Damn, the scale say.
My clothes say I'm tightening up.
Sure.
My boo said I was tightening up. Ow!
Your boo?
I'm sorry, that was a lie.
Is this new? Oh, both y'all got it.
Your boo?
I'm sorry, that was a lie.
Hold on. Right, hold on.
It felt really good to say, but very shameful to admit that I was lying.
You're a liar.
So you got a new boo, and Deidre got 1 foot out of the dating game. What's going on with that? You found somebody?
I did.
You ain't tell me about it.
She ain't tell me nothing either. Five-time turkey.
Thought we was family here.
Well.
What's his name?
His name is Trevor. He's what? Not on Facebook.
Oh, I was like, not that one.
Damn, homie.
Why is he not on Facebook? Now, that's suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's on Facebook.
Under a different name.
And we shall never
ever be Facebook friends.
Facebook friends.
Trevor's giving
Won't
you the D.
Won't he do it?
Do what?
No.
No, we can't be Facebook friends.
All right.
And I'm good with that. Very good with that.
So what do you
and
mean?
I gave him shit for quite a long time because I thought he was ain't shit.
What?
Ain't shit.
Why are you thinking he wasn't, he ain't shit? Or why did you think?
He's someone who offers, and this is all me. These are my.
Call in.
Sweetie, he doesn't even know about the show.
Oh, you keep a secret.
I'm not keeping secrets.
Well,
it's,
I never keep a secret. I never tell a lie.
I'm not keeping secrets. I'm not saying that I won't ever tell him. I'm just saying that at this particular point in our dealings, I didn't find the need for it to come up. Anywho, he's someone who's very complimentary. So he offers up compliments all the time.
And it can get insincere. It can feel insincere, right?
Well, I it's funny that, okay, so when I was looking at your letter about your little guy, your little purchase card person.
Mm-hmm. Your purchase card creep. Uh-huh.
Right. I really was laughing because I've told him, I've named him, he's my African love.
He's African.
He's not African.
Darn it. That would have been a great.
That would have been a great show.
However, he sounds like those scams, you know. I miss you.
I want you to know that you are so beautiful. I have missed you all day. I do not know how I have gotten along without you up until this time.
I have to go.
But I want you to be my queen forever. I want to take care of you. I think you are so beautiful.
That is what he does. And so I was like, this is BS. He doesn't do this all the time.
Child.
And in these last couple of times that we've been hanging out, yeah, he does that in person.
Yeah,
but
so fantastic! I cannot believe that I have met you.
But that's what he does. But that's
you are a dream.
So I had to get used to that, and I kind of like it. Like, he's the kind of guy who will call you up and say, hey, I really didn't want nothing. I just missed you and wanted to let you know.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, pennies just dropped.
Should they drop the night before?
No. Thank you very much. Yeah, so we've been hanging out.
So where'd you meet him?
Yeah.
It's not your business.
Ooh, wait.
Let me Tinder.
Kitty's got claws.
You met him on Tinder. Stop lying.
I didn't. I don't have a problem saying I met people on Tinder. I've met a couple of Tinder honeys.
Tinderonis.
Yeah, that. I've met that.
The truth about Rony.
This is Mr. Trevor.
Okay.
I know him. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
What are y'all doing that picture?
Oh, Jesus.
So, we're, I'm feeling a little happy about it. I did tell y'all, right, that I was trying to get back with my ex. And you want me to tell you what sealed the deal?
No, you ain't.
I did.
Oh, come on, Breezy. Everybody knew that.
I did tell you.
No, I said something.
Okay, well.
I said something. Don't you worry.
Well, she did. She was like, ma'am, we're supposed to be moving forward.
And not hustling backwards.
She did say that. But let me tell you what kind of it hurt. I mean, like, literally hurt my feelings. So, you know my birthday was May 1st, right?
True.
He didn't even call. Yeah, you hear that? Silence.
Damn, homie.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
If you're listening right now, though, you need a swift kick.
But check this out. Check this out. So then I had a couple of drinks. So I did the drunk text. And I was like, the whole day, I couldn't even get an HBD.
You MF.
And he came back and he was like, I had a bad day. You know, I just did.
Your day. Oh, my. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I was like, not even in the morning. And he was like, I had a bad day. And what I'm not going to do is be guilted into something.
Sexy chocolate.
Really? That's.
Really? Trevor came in and was like, he can't love you, girl, like I love you. Baby, you should know it's true.
And
you should never want to be with no man if he can't be your man.
He basically did.
Don't I know it? Life is a funny, funny thing sometimes.
The horizontal mambo yet?
No.
Sir. Get out of her bedroom. Hey, why does it look like him? No, just let me stop playing with you.
I was over there looking like, wait, it does.
Why did he just picture you on his pendant? No,
I'm just playing. Wait, yeah.
I play too much. Let me stop. He can't never go.
Okay, so what's going on with you? You're a boom.
Big fat zero, zilch, nothing, nada.
You need
guess
more
who's
people.
Single? Bree Cooley. What's the problem? What'd you say?
You need more people.
Yeah.
Really? Why? Because you don't believe me?
No.
Ask my dry phone. Watch this. You see that dust? You see that dust coming over there? Phone is dry. And I'm okay with that because I'm busy, but, you know. It'd be nice to canoodle. Something.
So, have y'all cuddled? Now you are?
We have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And check this out, Breezy. Because y'all know how I feel about letting dudes know where I stay.
No, so you brought him back to the crib?
He's been to the crib.
He's been, okay. Well, I got to meet this dude.
Yeah.
Hey, so, this is Marsha Wilson said, you knew what you were dealing with.
Oh.
You let him back into
the
That's how you do it. Keep it 100.
Why would you read that?
Because we have to.
It's amongst friends, right?
No.
Thank you, Marcia, for that. But keep them coming. Keep them coming.
No.
Let you go again.
Why is there somebody on? Never mind. Let me mind my business. Hey. Keep talking. You said that she goes again. You keep talking.
No, she didn't post anything, so okay.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I just saw a conversation going on.
No, it's not. I'm fully here. I'm here. Hello.
What's happening?
Yeah, but I don't have anything going on.
Wait, no. Someone asked if I met some tenderonis on Tinder. And
that is
yes.
What tenderoni means.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, I had one failed Tinder. Oh, yeah. I went on a Tinder date.
How did it go?
It was a big fat zero. Actually, he was cool, but he was way too cool to pick up the phone, even though I knew he wasn't doing anything. Because he used to sit at home and smoke weed and play video games. And so we went out, and it was really nice. We had a really good time. And he's like, oh, I really want to see you again, blah, blah, blah. So we went out again.
Did he have the munchies?
So we went out again, and I thought that he had not made any plans, and I was upset, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he had actually gone to the restaurant to try to get on the list because he had not made brunch reservations. And so I was like, okay, I'll accept that. So we went out the second time, and he's like, oh, I really want to hang out with you some more, blah, blah, blah. I said, that's cool, but it's cold out here. This is not hanging out clothes. These are not hanging out shoes, because I had just come from church. So I went home. He lives right around the corner from me. I called him back. And I was like, would you like to come with me to the movies? Because my friend's movie had just come out and I wanted to support on opening weekend. He was like, oh, yeah, does that mean you're paying? And now I don't really like that he asked that, but because I asked him, I was like, yes, cool. So we went out. He was like, I don't really want to see the movie, but I do want to spend time with you, blah, blah, blah. Great. We talked a little bit afterwards, texted back and forth. And so that was it, because I wasn't going to keep initiating conversation. And you know, my thing is, if you're going to do something, then be consistent. So if you're going to text me good morning every morning, when you don't text me good morning, be like, oh, okay, cool. But I'm not going to be like, why don't you text me good morning this morning? No. If that's what you're going to do, then you remain consistent. It's not my job to make you be consistent. Like, if that's what you're going to do, that's what you do. But I'm not going to chase you down to do it.
That's what you won't do.
Yeah, so that was my 1 week failed Tindership.
I've never used Tinder.
I've had some success.
And I don't... Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Tinder worked out well when I broke up the first time with my ex. I was able to go out and have some really good conversation.
That's what it was?
Initially. And then we did some other things. And I was very appreciative of Tinder.
Tinder, D-Bob, thanks.
All right. I give it a high five. It says, when that sucker came up and said, will you rate Tinder? I said, yes. I've had some good situations. And I've also had some bad. Now, what I'll say.
Now tell me, what is Tinder again? I've never done it before.
And the ladies appreciate it. No.
I've never done it before, or they appreciate
that it? You've not done it, because Breezy, you go through all.
Come on now. See?
Okay, 760 683 How is this some bull when you just sat there and said, oh, D, that's all you did?
No, no, sir. We were talking about me.
Oh! So as long as we're not talking about you.
No, I'll ask you a question.
So I'll tell you what Tinder is. Tinder is you look at pictures and you say yes or no. It's sort of like that whole, how do you rate? You know, you rate me a 1 to a 5. 5 being the only answer you can give, and 0 being the other answer you can give.
Basically.
So swipe right or swipe left. Now, you can click on the picture and look at a profile if they filled it out. And you can look at additional pictures. You will also, because it's connected to Facebook, you're able to see what your mutual interests are and your mutual friends.
Now, here's what's funny about that.
Huh.
Because I've seen people I know.
That are married.
And they got named mutual friend. I said, did this mother suffer get another Facebook account just for Tinder, you nasty bastard.
Some of my bitch. So
nasty.
So swipe left is yes, swipe or whatever.
Swipe right is yes. Swipe left is no. And you can view additional pictures if they have them. Now, if you swipe right, and she swipes right on you.
It says, it's a match.
Do you keep playing?
And that's what they call it, keep playing. Mm-hmm.
Keep playing. Keep playing.
So, keep playing or go and have a conversation. Now, it is not guaranteed that they will respond. However, the lines of communication are now open. Right. And you can delete.
So what led you to try Tinder?
I'm trying everything. Let me tell you. Have y'all seen the whole Married at First Sight? I would try that.
Hell no.
What is that?
I would try it.
Nah, I ain't trying nothing.
Well, I would try it.
I need to see.
It's called Married at First Sight?
Married at First Sight.
If you want to wear this shoe for the rest of my life, I need to see it. I need to try it on. I need to walk around in it for at least a week.
Call in. You agree or don't agree. Or if you're on Facebook, please do a comment. But let's talk about Married at First Sight. This is a very interesting conversation. Okay. Married at First Sight, you have a psychologist. You have a sexologist. You have a priest. And you have... it's a TV show. And you have a sociologist. And they all come together. So you have to fill out this questionnaire. And you send it in. And, of course, they review. And they pick people that they feel would be a match. Then you have to do another set of questions and testing and all that kind of stuff. And these experts are putting together people who they feel are compatible, okay? Now, this project is 6 weeks long. They put you together, and the first time you guys meet, now, you're able to tell them everything. What are your must-haves? What are your deal breakers? Everything. So they've been able to patch you and Bree together because y'all are compatible. Now, the first time you meet Bree is at the altar. Y'all get married. Ain't no hell, no. Listen, you get married. And so, so you have some people, mainly it's been the women. The door opens. The guy is waiting.
So you don't see no pictures of each other?
No, nothing. Zip, zero. So you tell everybody, you're getting married. Like, they talk to you, hey, we found a match. You're going to get married on Friday. You're committing to getting married, going on a honeymoon, and then y'all are going to have to find a place or decide where y'all are going to live because this is now your wife. You got to talk about finances. You got to talk about all of that stuff. Looking at the show, the guy is, he's come to the altar with all of his side, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Her people come in. And so he's like, okay, they all look nice. Hopefully her mom is somewhere in the room. And hopefully, and so.
Hopefully she got all her teeth.
Right. Oh. Brie.
What? You ain't never seen nobody with a tooth look normal? Come on.
Listen. So. Her side comes in, and they're like, ooh, he looks really good, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And they was like, thumbs up, blah, blah, blah. So then the girl walks in her wedding dress, all beautiful and all this kind of stuff, and either they're feeling each other or they're not. But guess what? You have to, well, you're signing on to say yes or no, even though on the TV show they make it seem like one of them is going to say, yeah, I can't do this. I think to be on TV, you have to say yes, period. Point blank, there is no if, and, or buts about it. But then you go on a honeymoon. Now, after the wedding, and it's a big, nice wedding, you can choose to consummate the wedding.
You can choose to consummate.
You can choose to. The black people that was on the show, in the first it. Yeah, they did.
Consummated all night
long. Actually, that's what they did. They did. But so there's two seasons, and out of the two seasons, only there's three couples per season. The first season, the black couple was the only couple that didn't make it. But we have two successful couples who did make it. But anyway,
I just would like to clarify that I did not say that I date folks solely on looks. I just said I need to see the shoe, try it on, walk around in it. I just said, that's what I said.
Oh, you were responding to what someone said?
Yes. I didn't want it to seem shallow because trust me, I have dated some interesting characters.
I don't know.
Really crazy?
Yeah. Okay.
You lowered your standard?
Hold up. Someone said, now you know that I would never do that. How long did it take me to get married? 10 years. 10 years.
To get married to one person?
Yes.
To the same person?
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Hey.
Anywho.
Ain't nobody trying to marry me one way or the other right now, so hey.
Anywho. So I would totally do it. I mean, because I'm all for love. I mean, it's a choice. You make a decision and you just go for it. I mean, think about arranged marriage. Those are marriages that actually lasted for 30 plus years.
But those are also people that are raised differently than Americans. These aren't Americans.
That's the problem with Americans.
Okay, what are you? Carry your ass on then.
I didn't say I wanted to leave America. What I said was, that's the problem. Everybody gotta, you know, looks don't last. And nowadays, it ain't even guaranteed that all her shit is real.
This is real. Don't even worry about it, Breezy. It's all real, baby.
Listen, I mean, just like you see those
and all that bullshit.
The article where the Chinese dude sued the woman because the kids came out ugly because she had did all of this major surgery.
And she still wasn't that damn cute.
Yeah. You got all this stuff out here. And then I saw that video with the dudes in Atlanta when they were actually females, like born females, and they look like they look thugger.
Hey, yo, it was this one with like a full beard.
Yes.
What's up, Miss Lady Dude?
Yeah.
Call me. Miss Sir.
But so now we're in this age where you have to ask everybody. Like, I need to see baby pictures. Matter of fact, let me see your birth certificate.
Let me chop your Adam's throat real quick.
No, because people are getting rid of. They're saving them now.
You know what? Let's get into that.
I'm taking my ass off out the game.
Right. You see me trying to get out that mug quick. Like, listen, I can't do this.
Let me tell you something. I understand that you don't have to tell people I used to be a man or I used to be a woman.
Yes.
Wait. Now, no, this is, I'm telling you, this is what they're saying. You don't have to disclose that to people. But no, you absolutely have to.
It could be
because that's not fair to the person. You're taking their option away.
Right.
It could be a matter of life or death, too. Mess around with the wrong person.
And that's not a hate crime, okay? If you lie to me about, if I'm a man, and
but
you
I
lie
think,
to me about not being,
no.
You don't tell me that you used to be a man, and then I found out you used to be a man, that's not a hate crime. That's a crime of passion. I am angry.
No, they're actually, there's a guy getting ready to go to prison because he killed someone.
No. You should absolutely
but it,
go to
but
jail.
But I want to say that they said it was a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime. He lied.
I want to say that he did.
That's not okay. But then again, they're also the guys that are dating, or actually, was it the? I think this is the guy, and they showed a picture of the girl, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Sir, ain't no way on planet Krypton,
ma'am,
you thought that was the
ma'am."
Girl.
Ma'am, if you seen some of them transformation
some of them,
makeup,
I'm talking about this one in particular. I was like. That's a dude with a wig on.
Okay, ma'am. There are some females that look like dudes in a wig. And that's just keeping it 100.
Yeah, I see someone in the trainer. God, I'm not.
And then they put on all the makeup, and then they look like a female.
I don't understand dudes that date women that wear a whole bunch of makeup. Like
yeah.
A whole bunch. Like my face
like
is light
like
skin, but my neck,
yeah,
my face is light
cool.
skin, but my hands are dark skin. Like
we like an oil painting. No, that's not good.
Okay, so can we briefly? Okay, truth be told, I love a good beard, but what's up with the fake beards?
The lace front shits.
I don't like a lace front, and I'm over the what is it, bigin, whatever, the black, where they color in the beard and make it.
Oh, color. Yeah. I don't like none of that.
Boo boo, same. Let me just tell you, if
mm-mm.
you ain't
you know
got
what,
it,
I'm
you
saying,
ain't got
I can't,
it, that's okay.
I can't grow a beard for nothing. Like,
okay.
I can grow, well, if I don't shave for a month, to the average man that can't grow a beard,
uh-huh.
what would take me a month to grow would probably take him. 2 days ago. I can't grow a beard for nothing.
But
I
was going to say, you can
I like
grow
you
a beard.
Right now.
I can't.
I like
it. You can't at
I can't.
All?
I can't. Like, I'm like,
I'm going to tell you right now. Breezy.
I can't grow a beard.
Let me tell you something. You put a lace front on? Sir! We may have to talk about something. Trevor, who?
No. I hope he's not listening. Yeah, but no, like, but you know what? I'm okay. Ladies like beards. I get that.
Oh goodness! What just happened?
What happened?
She said, "Wait, pause. Put a pin in it." She says, "By the way, I'm not mad that you're dating. You mad?" That you're dating on Tinder, I'm mad because you used the word Tinderoni at your advanced age.
She called you old, son. Okay, let's just be clear that Tinderoni is a term that we made up specifically for D because she kept bringing men that
it was
Tinder.
One time.
No, but it's not spelled like
it is
reminiscent of the term Tinderoni, like from back in the day, Bobby Brown days. But Tinderoni is spelled with two I's, and it's a play on the term Tinder. It's not. It's a throwback,
she called you old.
Younger.
Right. I mean, just because I had a birthday and I'm knocking. knocking on 40's door. Aww. Right. Anywho. Yeah. Right. No. I'm just saying. Anywho, back to Married at First.